Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy, episode 3.
Yay!
Hello.
Hi, Sinead. How are you?
Hi,
we've had some time apart, haven't we?
We've had, how long? Oh, 2 weekends in a week?
About 9, 10 days.
Nine, ten days.
A record.
That's a long time.
That's the longest we've spent apart this year so far.
Wow. And hopefully the longest we'll ever spend apart again.
Yeah.
Because, I thought about you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I missed you. The bed felt cold.
What, that bed that you sleep on with Norman Bates?
The Kazash, the creature from the lagoon.
Oh, God. So I went around Sinead's house yesterday and her boyfriend / Norman Bates was in bed, as he normally is. And he makes these weird noises, like the creature from, we call him the creature from the lagoon.
Well, he's 6'5", so when he's in bed, his feet hang out the bottom and he just looks like...
And sometimes I hear him sinister, like I always come in, it's just like routine now. I turn up at Sinead's flat, I go up the stairs, the door's open and the first thing she says to me is, do you want tea? And then I hear, like from the room, and the creature from the lagoon is in bed, naked. And then
he's so cranky in the morning.
I know, and I sort of try and make an effort. I go in and say, you all right, Jack? He doesn't get out from under the duvet. Sometimes I might hear him sinisterly laughing to himself.
Like, one time, didn't you just go in and dry hump him?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And he just sort of took it.
Once I went in and farted in his face. Anyway, apart from that,
yeah.
How have you been?
Well, I've been all right. I've just, since you've been away, which we'll hear more about because you've had the much more interesting week, I've just been waitressing loads. I'm very burnt out, very tired. And I got drunk the other night with Jack and we ended up in McDonald's, in the Waterloo station McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I nearly got into a fight with another woman because we were just queuing, but it was a sort of middle class fight. It was just a really passive aggressive argument about who was going next in the queue.
Oh, so it's a queue thing.
But it was like, there was genuine like outrage and hurt on both parts. There was a lot of like, we were really passionate about that we deserve to be next. And then in the end, this man was just like, you can go after me if you want. And it just brought me out of it. It was really embarrassing because I've been like, we were obviously like getting really annoyed.
You're really good at that as well.
Yeah.
Arguing, aren't you?
I am.
But we'll have more of that later.
Yeah, my only talent. But yeah, you've had definitely more an exciting week.
I have. I had a great week. Obviously, I missed you. But I was in Hull, which was City of Culture in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. Me and Sinead have a connection to Hull because we are supported artists at Hull Truck Theatre. So we go up there a lot, don't we?
We do.
I went up there for the informal European theatre meeting, which is like a massive conference where people come from all over the world, like theatre practitioners and actors and people that work in the arts all come over, watch loads of shows, go to loads of conferences. And I was performing there show that I've been working on with some artists. We've been making a show together and it was amazing. It's really good. And I saw lots of amazing theatre and performed a character, an old lady, to a room full of 100 people. And I thought there was going to be 20 people there and I was really shitting myself.
Do you want to give us a little bit of the old lady?
No, I feel like it wouldn't work. It's like really, no. I actually don't. I actually don't want to.
Actually, can you respect my boundaries?
Yeah,
actually, I don't want to share that part of my life with you.
What else is new? Yeah, so what else happened in Hull? I didn't meet the love of my life, which I was kind of hoping for. Mm-hmm. There was a really fit guy staying in my digs that was doing a show somewhere else. But I heard him have a conversation with the landlord and he had a really boring, monotonous voice and a daughter. And I thought, no. My digs were mental. There were mannequins everywhere, skeletons on the stairs. And in my room that I was staying in, which was like a library, on the books were like porn and violence and men at risk. and how to live together.
Oh, interesting combination.
I know.
If you want to find love in Hull, you should track down the man that stood outside the theatre when we walked one day in the middle of the day and just went, oh, I'd love to suck on your tits, to me, in a quite aggressive...
But you did.
Yeah, tragic voice.
You were sucking on your own tits at the time.
And then I did breastfeeding the street. Hull's mental. I love Hull.
I love Hull.
It is mental. Yeah.
We got picked up by a taxi driver three times.
I saw
times.
On your Instagram.
Yeah,
and it's the same taxi driver that we've been in about 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he always sings to Paul Weller, and he's got like this amazing...
He loves Paul Weller.
I know.
Mercury's finally out of retrograde.
Which means our lives getting better.
Oh, that was a tough month.
It was really tough. We went through a lot of changes, didn't we, Sinead?
Yeah, it was Mercury was in retrograde for pretty much all of March. And it just makes you very slow.
Oh, yeah. Also, other changes I'm going through. So I've obviously, I have mentioned before on the podcast that I do have skin problems. I've had acne on and off for about 4 or 5 years since living in London. So I started taking Roaccutane yesterday.
Hooray.
For the, you know, I'm taking it for a month and then I'm going to see how I get on. But it's supposed to like burn your face out.
So what is Roaccutane?
It's called isotretinoin or something.
But you it's hardcore, isn't it?
It is, depending on what dosage you have. And mine's quite low, actually. So I'm taking 20 milligrams 3 times a day, whereas some people, if you have really bad acne, get given like 70 milligrams. Then they'll take that
and
three
that can
times
have
a day.
Quite bad side effects, can't
yeah,
it
can be. It's been linked to like suicidal feelings and things like that. But I think it's mine's relatively low dose, so I'm really hoping that I'm going to have amazing skin in like a month or two.
You will.
I will. I'm going to be fit.
You're already fit. You're a beautiful lady with an excellent fringe. I'm feeling quite nice today.
I've been nice like, as well. And I've not quite seen loved you up. I said I love you yesterday. I texted you saying I love you.
Oh, you did. Yeah. I love. I know when you're drunk because it's
I wasn't
the only.
Drunk.
No, usually the only time. You ever give me affection. I love that this relationship, in this relationship. If I get a text out of the blue saying, I love you so much and you're my best friend, I'm like, someone's drunk. And I'll be like, are you drunk? And you're like, yes. It's the only time.
No, but that's turning into my mum because she's always...
I'm turning into my mum right now. I'm just like really like, oh. So proud of you and you're so beautiful.
Oh, God. So moving on, because I think we've had,
I think we've
updated
squeezed
ourselves.
Yeah, the juice out of this.
Yeah,
ketchup lemon.
We're going to move on to what we're talking about on episode 3. What are we talking about? We're talking about talents. We're talking about hidden talents. We're talking about special skills.
We're talking about lack of talent. If you're me,
we're talking about talented people.
If you're not me,
Sinead.
Yes.
Tell me about your talents.
I don't think I have any talents. I don't have any practical skills.
But practical skills don't necessarily have to be talents.
Yeah, but I don't think I have things like cooking or ceramics or
yeah, but you're
singing
a talented
or
comedian.
Dancing. I suppose, yeah, there's, but I feel like that's just, I feel like that's one thing. And then I feel like all my talents are negative. Like I think I'm really talented at arguing to the point where no one wants to be around me anymore. I think I'm really talented in like draining the joy
out of every room.
Yeah. Really like arguing to the bitter end.
You'd be an amazing lawyer, wouldn't you?
I think I would be because I think I can remember stuff like small details, but only when I've been wronged. So I can remember like a tiny detail from 3 years ago and bring it up and use it against someone. And I'm really paranoid. And I think that I have a psychic gift for sort of mind reading, but it's just paranoia. Mm-hmm. So I can always sense a mood if someone's in a mood, but then I'll go on about it so much they'll inevitably be in a mood.
Yeah.
I've got talent for catastrophizing, worrying, just being anxious.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of the above.
Yeah.
My talents, obviously, I think that I'm a talented actor and comedian, otherwise I wouldn't be here with you.
Yeah, you are very talented.
And I think I'm going to make a good wife.
Why do you think that?
Because I think I might have a few marriages.
Do you?
And that
How
means
many
I'm good at them. I'm thinking 3 or 4. But I need to get on with it.
Will you be widowed or divorced?
Both.
Uh-huh.
And I might murder one
maybe?
As well.
Okay.
An annulment, yeah, definitely. That sounds fun, doesn't it? but yeah, I want to get married a few times, so I want to be a talented wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I can play the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
I was very good on the saxophone, and then I stopped going to lessons when I was 14 because I didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I wet myself at my saxophone lesson.
Of course.
Because I was afraid to ask Mervyn, that was his name, where the toilet was, and he had a really horrible mustache. Well, because we're such talented podcasters, why don't we do a segue into the sketch?
Yeah, I actually think you're genuinely talented at segues, so...
Shall I do it then?
That off the list. Yeah, why not?
Okay. I think it's time we heard from a very talented spoken word artist all the way up from Salford on how she thinks 2019 is going so far. It's a new year and a new financial year.
Yeah, and this definitely wasn't written and recorded in January. Because the new financial year is a really important time, especially mm-hmm. for a working class northern spoken word artist mm-hmm. Who's probably really anti-capitalist.
Hand me a Prosecco and my menthol e-cig, cos I'm about to forecast the Chinese year of the pig. 2019. Eat clean, go green, Instagram yourself on a leg machine, take selfies of your high-class caffeine wanked from an ostentatious coffee bean. Get lean, be seen, hashtag your anger at Harvey Weinstein. Will this be the year God doesn't save the Queen? I mean, she's 92, and she's no national treasure like Louis Theroux. But for better or for worse, the royal family's gone diverse. Because of Meghan Markle, that baby's gonna sparkle. Let's pay for its prosperity with our own austerity. Let's celebrate our monarchy with Love Island and a cup of tea. Daniel Blake is down the food bank scrounging for scrano. Meanwhile, Queenie's playing chopsticks on her golden piano. Sir Elton John got jealous because his piano was shit brown. So he sold himself to John Lewis and bought himself a crown. But we've got to cling on to our sovereignty, our past glories from history. Let's continue to mythologize our deep desire to colonize. Claim other countries as a prize is what makes Britain great. So come the fuck on, let's name the date for Brexit. And on Theresa's orders, open the expense account and close the borders. Let's have a divorce party for the nation and celebrate its castration. Down at number 10, where you'll find David Cameron doing the 69 with his coward's penis stuffed inside a swine. He's high-fiving Amber Rudd, who's reverse cowgirl in Gove the Stud. Theresa's dancing round her maypole. Philip's watching through a glory hole. He's had to leave early, though, to take the bins out. At least he got a boy job. Propping up the bar is Nigel Farage, praying that his penis will enlarge, because he's standing next to Corbyn, who's got big dick energy, because he just spent the summer headlining Glastonbury. Then there's Jacob Rees-Mogg, dressed as a latex dog, getting fucked in the arse by Boris with a strap on. Andrea Leadsom's got quite the maternal gap on. Thatcher's lying on an altar surrounded by Tory chummies, Bebukaki in her frigid corpse and wildly shouting, Mummy! Putin's brought the party with his Novichok cocaine. Diane Abbott's in an Uber, she had a sniff and went insane. She's gone back to Hackney Wick, pissed off she's not got Jez's dick. Trump fancies Anna Soubry, he thinks she's eye candy. He grabbed her by the pussy and demanded a hand shandy. Anyway, that's quite enough of this farce. There's a dolphin in the ocean with a plastic bag shoved up its ass. No one seems to give a fuck. There's migrants dying in a truck. Palm oil's bad, so's Johnny Jihad. It's all hanging round my neck like a fucking albatross. So excuse me while I pop a Xanax and get back on the mega bus. Thank you.
And that was Mancunian spoken word artist Jackie Cooper-Clarke performing at the Royal Variety Performance 2019. And now for some light entertainment, here's Norris and Parker's Sketch Therapy. You love playing Jackie, don't you?
I do love playing Jackie.
You're very good at Jackie.
Thank you.
The talented Jackie.
Yeah, I'm talented for spoken words.
Maybe you should start putting Jackie into all the arguments you have in McDonald's and with your family and with your boyfriend.
Do you think I could be the new John Cooper-Clarke or the new Kate Tempest? Like a hipster.
No, I don't think so.
Northern Kate Tempest.
But I
could
really
start putting my spoken word to music. And I could just become like really urban.
Is that why you're wearing white trainers today? Because
oh my God.
And a weird.
This is the first. No, I'm so excited about my white trainers. I've never had white trainers ever. And the office shoes are having a sale, £75 to £30.
Well, well done.
A pair of
you look great.
Trainers.
At your age, I think it's
jumper.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Talented
we were
mutton.
This discussion before if we're now mutton because you're in leathers.
I'm not wearing leathers.
You're
I wore
leathers.
A leather jacket with
you're
gold
in a leather
studs
two-piece.
In today.
You're in leather on leather.
It's really painting a picture of
the
me
leather
today.
Top.
Yeah. So I'm sat here in a gimp suit doing the podcast while Sinead's sat in white trainers thinking that she's Kate Tempest. So now we want to plug. We want to plug something.
Yeah, we've got things to sell plug. At the market.
Tim, think we're going to want to butt plug our show.
Yeah.
It is on at the Underbelly Festival.
Double team.
We're double whammying. We're doing Burn the Witch, which is our Edinburgh show, on the 22nd of May. That's a Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And then... we're very excited about doing that. But what else are we excited about, Sinead?
Well, this is very exciting because we're doing our very first live podcast recording mm-hmm. at the Underbelly again.
On the 1st of June.
At what time? 3:30, which is lovely.
I love that.
That makes me feel really literary and civilised. I feel like a book reading would happen. Like a
and
book
we're so used
happen.
To late nights, yeah. aren't we?
So we can get really drunk afterwards.
Yep. And you can get drunk with us.
Yeah, so everyone, you should come. It's going to be great. We're going to have loads of special guests. There's going to be loads of amazing...
Women.
There's mm-hmm. going to be a female...
female-led thing.
Yeah. We will give more details, but we're working on it at the moment and we're really excited. It's going to be something different.
So more info when we have it.
Yes. And yeah, you should definitely come.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So we're very excited to be joined by a comedian who you can catch on Live at the Apollo, Mock the Week, Don't Hate the Players, Comedy Central at the Comedy Store, The Comedy Bus, The Now Show, Fighting Talk. He was nominated for Best Newcomer in 2017 at the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. It's Darren Harriott.
Hey! Thank you for having me, ladies. It's a pleasure to be here in your presence right now.
It's a pleasure to see that handlebar moustache.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Love a handlebar moustache, guys. Black guy with a handlebar moustache.
Yeah,
that's right.
I love it.
Does it take much maintenance?
Not really. You just have to kind of get used to the stares. So I'm going through like
who stares at you?
I think everyone, because when do you see a handlebar mustache, especially on a black guy?
Yeah, or if, a young guy.
A young, and I wear a lot of denim jackets now as well. So
did Mr. T have a handlebar, or did he have a weird?
You know. The thing with Mr. T was he had so much going on, you could easily believe that there was a handlebar mustache thrown onto that mohawk, massive chains, fingerless gloves, weird sleeveless cut-off denims. He might have done.
Is that why you're wearing shoes that are like stripes, like zebra stripes?
I'm wearing zebra print Dr. Martens as well.
Oh, nice choice.
I'm really, now that I'm 30 and my eyesight's going a bit,
oh no!
I wear glasses. I only say that because I wear a bit of glasses.
Katie's got glasses as well.
Recently. Apparently, I'm blind in the left eye.
In the left eye.
Yeah.
Oh no! What happened? What horrible accident?
Yeah, just loads of jizz.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The jizz pink
is,
eye.
The jizz just dried up. Yeah, it's like a snow globe in that left eye.
They're gone with pink eye, Lauren. Anyway, about you. So we're talking about
interview segment. All right. When did you get into comedy? Well,
no, we're not going to ask you that. Don't worry. We're going to ask you because we're talking about talent.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any talents? Do you have any party tricks apart from the handlebar?
I don't have any talents or party tricks. I'm very shit at most things. I'm terrible. Like party tricks, as in like what do most people do? Like a cartwheel.
Maybe some sort of like gymnastics, or maybe like an animal sound. Some people like, hey, you've got quite a good. You do a good goat.
Yeah, I can do a goat.
I need to pronounce the T.
You really went hard with that T then.
The goat.
The real cat. The goat.
Meh. That's not, that's shit.
That's like a...
That's like a dying lad.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks. Obviously, I get all the guys.
That's a great, great party trick. All the jism for that.
So you can't do any animal noises then?
Bah.
Yeah, that's really... That was pretty good.
That surprised me.
No, cow, people think cows go moo, but actually they go... No, hang on. I'd have to go... Like that.
Nice. I like how you went with
the
semantics on a cow noise. Right? Yeah. So people often think that cows make
those... But actually...
I grew up on a farm, guys.
See, I'm from... because I'm from like the West Midlands, Birmingham. That's how people do the Birmingham accent. They go, Birmingham.
And not like Dave.
Yeah, so I'm kind of just like, oh, it's like a cow even.
I was just going to say, how many times do you get people saying... Birmingham or alright Dave?
Well, I Birmingham every time, but I'm actually not from Birmingham, but I say Birmingham because it's less awkward for people because I'm from the black country, but people, not everyone's heard of the black country, so then when you're black and you say you're from the black country, it's so weird for people.
With a hand of armor staff. That sounds like a gay club.
It's so awkward for people, so I just say, yeah, I'm from Birmingham, yeah.
But where is the black country? I always thought that was in the West Country. I've got
no, black country is literally west of Birmingham.
Definitely not the West Country.
Yeah. Definitely not. But then, like, yeah, so it's it was called, in case you're wondering at home, guys, it's called the black country because it was one of the most industrialised parts of the country. Oh. So much so that there was, like, soot in the air, hence it being called the black country. But even saying that, you say that to northerners and they go, oh, you weren't as industrialised as we were.
I just had that thought.
It's like, all right, mate, you got coal in your fingernails, relax.
No, I literally, I'm from Manchester and I just thought, yeah, well, Manchester.
Exactly, yeah. Factor took our milk. Like, yeah, it's always a competition. That's why we're in the Midlands, because we have to like look after the north and the south.
How do you feel about the north-south divide? Do you...
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like
most people forget about the Midlands.
Yeah.
No one really gives a shit.
No.
Like, even Game of Thrones, and I love Game of Thrones, but there's no obvious Midlanders in the show. Mm, it's literally like South London versus like Scotland, and then they act like when they fight they don't have to go through the Midlands to get there.
Would you like to be in Game of Thrones?
I would so love even saying that I'm just getting
I'd love to as well, but I'm we can't getting, now because it's over. Oh, yeah. Isn't it? But you're doing lots of acting now though, aren't you?
I'm trying
to. You're doing amazingly, aren't you?
I'm trying to get they're keeping me busy. I don't really know why. I think I'm just a tiny bit of an enigma because I'm a black guy who's not from London and has a handlebar mustache.
So what kind of parts are you getting?
A guy who operates fairgrounds. Stuff like that, really. I get a lot. Well, the thing is, because I used to be a bouncer as well, I've had a lot of stuff to do with that. But then I've auditioned for roles as bouncers, security guards, and I don't get it. And I do feel like, wow.
Really?
That's annoying if you've done the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that show Man Down, they wanted a security guard. Yeah. And I auditioned for it. And I didn't get it. And I was so offended.
What did you have to do in the audition?
It was literally just check someone's bag and then they try and run past and you stop them. And then you go, you can't come in. And I was like, mate, I've done this everywhere.
This is Stanislav.
I might have went in there a little bit too cocky.
Or they weren't looking for that kind of club.
Maybe they weren't looking for
it. Like, it's like a Berghain type vibe. Oh, okay. Like Berlin as well.
Yeah, well, I was kind of upset about that. I was like, I've method acted that for many years.
What kind of bouncer were you? Were you an unnecessarily, you know, some bouncers just love the power.
Yeah.
And they say no to people for no reason.
Well, I always wanted to be, I always wanted to be a comedian. So working as a bouncer, I knew that like, it's the only job I can do where it's 0-hour contract, so I could have time off whenever I wanted and do gigs. So I knew that without this job, I'd be fucked. So I was really, like, I never got into any, there were fights, but I never punched anyone or anything like that. I was too scared to lose my badge. I would break up fights, but I didn't want to lose my badge because I knew if I lose my badge, it would set me back massively. Mm-hmm. But also, because I'm not much of a people person, as in conversation, small talk, I wouldn't really talk much. So people generally just thought I fucking hated them. And it was like, nah, it's not that I hate you. I just don't really know what to say to you. Like, I check your badge and check your ID and everything, and you can go in, fine. Other than that, I'd just leave people alone. And I was only ever really funny with other bouncers, but with the general public, I was terrible. And even now, I'm still terrible. Like, I'm learning about myself that I'm not very good at talking to strangers. So as a bouncer.
Really?
Yeah, terrible.
I'm trying to remember what you were like when we first met, because
I was probably office and aloof, and you probably thought I didn't want to...
We did a gig together. We did. We were talking about this today. Yeah. So we first met Darren ages ago, but we did a gig with you and Henley on a boat.
Oh my God, yeah, Henley on the boat. Oh,
it was brilliant. Like it was Edinburgh previews and it was Tom Ward as well. So it was four of us on an open top boat going down Henley.
Down the Thames.
Doesn't that sound very Henley?
Loads of posh couples.
Oh my God. And the houses were like worth millions of pounds. All these like glass, like beautiful
houses. Yeah, we'd go up his house and say, oh, that guy's got a gym.
And Tom Ward did, everyone went off piece. Yeah. Tom Ward had to open. And I remember the more he opened, his voice got quieter and quieter and quieter.
Yeah, Tom took one for the team that night.
Yeah, he did. And then you were brilliant.
I had a good one. I saw Tom's energy. Luckily, Tom, sometimes you've just got to take those bullets for everyone else. Tom, hey, you did it, Tom. You really, Saving Private Ryan, man. He took one and then, I went on there and just like talked about what was happening around. Because it was so mad. We're on an open top boat with all these very, you know, rich, sort of affluent people. And then all you can see is all these massive houses and people just waving as you're going past.
Boats, yeah, like on boats and stuff. Sailboats going down.
It was a really, really nice. About the first time we gigged together. I thought we gigged, was it at the showcase, the CKP one?
We don't talk about the showcase because were you there at the showcase when we absolutely bombed?
No, this is what happened. So.
Have we told the listeners about that as well?
I don't know if we have because it's the most shameful
thing. Do you want
to tell
them what happened?
Can I just tell my part of my story?
Yeah.
So I came in halfway through and I'd know that you two were signed and I was like, who are these two girls in black spandex? What's going on here? I came in halfway through, and I'll be honest, didn't sound like it was going overly well, right? But I was still in my zone, so I'm just thinking about doing my set, because obviously I was new to the agency as well as you guys, because I think I was there maybe a few months before you guys, I think. So I was like, oh, this is my first show. Anyway, next thing I know, I come out, at the door, I just see two girls crying. And I'm like,
in spandex. It can get more tragic. The dance show went terribly. I didn't like the dance show.
My ankle. You got the choreography.
And then you two, obviously, we all had the same age at the time. So I'm just like, why are those girls crying? Like,
we went home on separate tubes. Sinead said to our agent, she said, are we blacklisted from the industry?
No, it was so bad. We literally forgot our lines, our jokes. No one laughed. We forgot. And then I went, I don't know what comes next. It's the microphone. And then we shuffled off and we couldn't look at, Katie wouldn't look at me. And I couldn't leave, you know, the bit behind the curtain that's all safe. It was so horrible.
And there's two of you up there as well. So.
And an all-male bill as well. So we just felt horrible.
We wrote new stuff in the morning and it just didn't land. And we wrote it just didn't work. And then we freaked out and forgot. And it was just like two little rabbits.
That is
like
my first image of you two, is seeing you both crying.
It's probably most people
upset
in the industry's first image.
I was amazed. I was like, what's happened? Like, because I was already nervous about this.
Can we move on, actually? Because I'm getting a little bit anxious talking about it. And actually, we're here to interview Darren, not to kind of think about how I bombed on the boat and haven't been invited back to an industry showcase.
Did you guys not do another one after that?
I don't know. I don't think we
did do another one.
Are we still talking about this?
Yeah, you did another one and you destroyed. But that one, you took one for all the team. You took a ton more times 10.
So, Darren, you're going to be on at Soho Theatre at the end of the month.
Before we move on, how did it go for you that night?
It was fine.
I absolutely smashed it.
It was fine because I just did. It was just all very tried. You guys were doing new. Who does new material? You brought that on yourself. That's mental for that kind of a showcase. Especially for your first time. I went in there and just did.
Our debutante ball.
Yeah, that was obviously, if it paid off, fair play to you. But
it did not.
But I wish I'd seen it now.
I want to know what's the worst you've ever bombed.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Worst I've ever bombed.
Let's turn this around.
Oh, man. I've bummed at like corporates and stuff and been booed.
Really?
Told to get upset. But yeah, I went into this corporate all wrong. Like, I remember thinking that I was better than them in a way. And I started off with my act and it was kind of going fine. Mm. And then I just remember I just started laying into audience members and it was working. But there's always a level where you rip into the audience for 10 minutes, there's always going to be a bit where the audience are a bit like, okay, can you do your act a bit now? Yeah. And I carried on and it just got mean and I got booed and I remember leaving going, still get paid, motherfuckers! Still.
Wow.
And it was
who were they?
It was, I can't remember. It was a builders, full of builders.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I called the boss a cunt. I just went in like hard and I went, still get paid at the end. And I didn't get paid.
You didn't get paid?
They withdrew the money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow, I didn't know you could do that.
No, you can, yeah. and
well, you're obviously a very talented comedian.
I'm not that talented.
And a talented actor.
I think you guys are definitely better actors than me, for sure. I can't act. Fucking play me. Like, oh, you need a Brummy? Okay.
Well, I know, because we can do accents, but...
Yes, you can do accents.
Do you have oh, yeah, there's a talent.
Yeah.
That we have. Because I have no talents either. I have no practical talents. But accents, that's a talent.
Are you Irish?
My mum's Irish.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you do a solid Irish.
So I get the Irish accent out when I can.
Can you do the difference in the Irish?
I can.
That's
I can
hard.
Do Northern Ireland, which is like more nasal and through your nose, like that. And then there's, hello, I'm from the south, you know, like from Dublin.
Or yeah,
like
nice.
That kind of, it's different. So there's a booth set up for a very exciting one-off feature called, what are we calling it? The saxophone. Yeah.
The saxophone. Oh, no. Can we get a bit of history on the sax, please?
History on it? Okay.
Yeah.
So I started playing the saxophone when I was 9.
Okay.
And I had lessons until I was 14.
Wow.
And then I didn't want to have lessons anymore because I thought it wasn't cool. Which is mad because it is cool,
it's
right?
It's so cool it's now cool. If you were really
it's cooler
good at,
oh, now. Yeah. It's cooler now at your age.
Yeah. Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the TV theme okay. And you guys have to guess what it is.
Okay.
But I won't be guessing because I already know.
No, but
I've
you
heard
have
them all before because it's a very limited repertoire.
I know. And
oh,
I like
wow,
to
really
play.
Really
I played for Sinead and her boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
But you have to
really
guess.
Impressed.
They're all 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
And actually, one of them, the first one I'm going to play is current.
Oh, fun.
Do you guys want to like think of a theme tune for me, like before I get in the booth?
Saxophone. It's a saxophone with Norris. In a booth.
I am going to piss myself now. Right.
She's got her own little sound
this
studio.
This is good.
Are you ready?
Okay, right. So what? Oh shall God. I introduce it? Okay,
can't
so
you actually go
TV
into the booth?
Theme tune.
See get just in your the back. Booth. The side of you.
Get in the booth.
There's a music stand and a microphone.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay,
okay, so TV theme tune number one.
That's easy.
Two more, wait.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Got to see it through.
I start on music.
Got to see it through.
Enough,
you
fair
can
enough.
Wait till you answer. Okay. Do the
Right, what was it then?
Guess the theme tune.
That was Coronation Street.
Way. Well, it's recognisable, so it can't be that shit. Okay. I think it's very good. I think you'll be incredibly talented.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, TV theme tune number two.
This one's niche.
Oh, we're in a niche.
It's a challenge.
Give me a hipster.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You have to do more.
I might have played it wrong. It's really niche.
Birds of a feather.
And I think I played it wrong. But
and
I
it's 90s. What 90s? Like?
Should I just tell you?
Yeah, I might be there.
Peak practice?
Oh, you fucking going to get peak practice.
Yeah, I know.
Can
I
you
know.
Do heartbeat?
I was just going to say that. Why don't you play heartbeat?
Heartbeat.
Oh, this one.
Why?
Ready? This one's pretty niche too.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Yeah?
Oh, da 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 da. Oh, that.
Yeah?
I know the theme. Yeah. They all sound like someone just died.
Yeah?
They sound like murder mystery music.
I know
the beat, but
I don't know it.
The X-Files.
Oh, that's exactly.
Oh,
I knew
what?
The beat.
That
is X-Files, yeah.
Oh, no, what's... Oh, no, that's what's
okay,
and,
right.
Duchovny.
Are you ready for this one? I'll end with my favourite one.
I mean, you really did ease yourself.
Okay, right. Right.
Oh, is that Men Behaving Badly?
Do it more. I love it so much.
That's really funny.
I like a proud like mum. Oh, Katie, it was beautiful.
Lessons well spent.
Wait, I've got one more and then we'll call it a day.
What about Friends?
Oh, yeah.
which I've ruined now, but it is the best one.
Well, we'll just end with friends because you guys are my friends.
Aww.
Fuck you. It's nice to have a sentimental end.
Okay, right. I played this when I was 10 in front of the assembly at school with a backing track.
Oh, they gave you a backing track just in case.
Oh, I love you. So
she needs the added help.
Go on, Katie.
I might
I'm so
do it at
proud
the
of you. CKP showcase.
We're always stuck in second gear. In your day, week, your month, or even your year. Cause I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for you. We've been there before. I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
You nailed it.
That's well
like, that was like off-brand friends.
Yeah.
You know when they try and do it in like Saudi Arabia or something?
Yeah. Aw, thanks, guys.
So as we draw the interview to a close, what have you got to plug? You've got your Soho show.
Oh, yeah, Soho, end of April. There for 5 days in the big room. Please come or whatever.
In the main room?
I think so, yeah, downstairs.
Oh, wow, good for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
We tickets, did that tickets need selling.
Yeah. 2017.
I really didn't do it this year. Next
no,
year?
No,
year.
No.
Oh, so you technically went down in numbers?
Yes, we were just sort of in the...
Why did that happen?
In the bar, really.
Yeah.
You guys are outside, didn't you?
Really.
Yeah, I'm at the Soho Theatre. Come to that. Or just find me on Twitter, at Darren Harriet, and at Darren Harriet on all social media, Insta and all that sort of stuff.
And find you on many TV programmes.
Yeah, you can find me on there. Oh, yeah, Comedy Bus, starting 10th of April. Comedy Central is the new series. I'm in that. I'm one of the regulars. We go to each other's hometown and have loads of fun escapades, starting on the 10th of April. And, yeah, there's loads of shit happening. Just follow me.
Amazing. Did you go to the Black Country?
We went to the Black Country, indeed. Yeah, we did. Yeah. To find my roots in the Black Country.
Where did you go?
I went to like Black Country Living Museum, which is like the only really good thing to go to. But that's where Peaky Blinders filmed, and we got to, you know, dress like we're, you know, back living in the.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. It was really fun. It's a great show, so definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Any other talents that you'd like to just
any last talents?
Signing off talents?
Not really. I think I'm a very good talker.
You are. You've been a lovely, lovely guest.
I think I'm a good talker. Yeah. I'm good in these situations, but just not on the street. So that
oh,
that's
who is?
My right. I don't
know.
You know.
Well.
Not. What are you ladies up to?
What are we up to? We're doing
the Underbelly Festival.
Ooh, yeah. Get your tickets for the Underbelly Festival. Is that still in the cow thing? Did I still do that?
Yes.
Are you going to be in the
Big Ten?
Yeah, we're in the Big Ten.
And
we're also doing this podcast, a live episode.
Yeah.
But we will plug that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be writing a new show. So we're going to be doing some new material nights.
Starting some previews.
Yeah. Starting stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.
Have a good gig.
Yeah, have a good gig tonight. Darren Harriet.
Yay!
Okay, so that was episode 3 on talent.
Congratulations on the saxophone.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. I think that all the listeners want to have sex with me now.
Yeah, definitely. So do I. And I bet you're...
In fact, I bet people have listened to the episode and now they're just fucking.
Yeah.
A mass orgy.
I think there's a lot of... Yeah, I think, to your sax music, like Barry White.
To Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going back and replaying that bit.
So remember, if you do enjoy the podcast, get in touch. We want to hear from you. Subscribe, like, give us a 5-star review. Go on.
And
a 5-star review.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Have you said
Norris Parker 26.
And Instagram Norris and Parker is, on Instagram.
Yep. Yeah, and personal Facebook pages.
My number is 07... 8. Sinead's is 07989174697.
No, that's not right.
6941.
Still wrong.
Oh, mine was right.
But
so,
just text Katie. Have a good week. We'll speak to you
soon. See you soon.
Bye.
You have been listening to a Red Apple Creative original podcast. For more great podcasts from Red Apple, just go to redapplecreative.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.